Checking. You're tuned in to Say What Radio with your hosts, Justin, Taz, and the other guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Say What Radio. I'm going to start with this one and just say headlines. See what you think. Baseball coach is suspended after he forced his players to spit in his face.
Huh? He loses his damn job.
A Greek man was convicted of stealing electricity despite being dead. Yes. Convicted him after he died.
So he didn't do it before he died.
Yes. No, okay. What he died and rallied over.
It's me.
Say what?
Say what one more goddamn time.
All right. Again, it is not Wednesday night, but Say What Radio is coming at you guys. I got feedback on this last time. Got your girl Justice here. Basically, Say What Radio is us friends meets the Daily Show. That is the best way to put it. But basically, we take topics that have been out in the atmosphere, you know, out, hot topics in the news, and we give our take and opinions on them. We got feedback on that last time. They liked knowing what the show is about. I don't know how you wouldn't know. We 10 years into this, but still, for the new people, that's what we do. So I'm going to go ahead and let Dre T kick it off, introduce himself.
That's not what we introduce.
It's your boy McCoy here.
Hello, my name is Jules. My name has been Jules. Probably gonna stay that way.
Always Jules. You got Dre D here.
Is that Taz?
Oh Lord.
Is he trying to make our way? Walking fast, going somewhere probably.
Okay.
I'm leaving work.
see, like I said.
Going fast.
Lord have mercy.
The fact that T knew that.
Hey, I saw white chicks.
That was the song I was singing in my head, but I was like, I'm not going to sing it.
What are you doing?
We all saw white chicks.
Right? All right. I saw this today. I'm going to kick this off with this topic. I didn't know this, but apparently at one point in time, Apple had actually banned tobacco, vape use and, you know, all kind of other things from the App Store. So if you wanted to like sell that type of stuff or anything like that, they would limit you being on the App Store. But they've now kind of gone back and revised that and allowed for, you know, medical dispensaries and for the recreational use of it as well. So now Apple actually allowed one of their first cannabis delivery apps on there. And also after that, Weed Maps now allowed you to buy weed through iPhones.
Yeah, all of that is just because they saw Android was allowing it. So they were making profits off of it.
Hold up, the Weed Maps.
Weed map.
So I'm just guessing what this is. It sounds like a map you pull up and you see where all of the weed spots at, right?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Can Leroy from around the block be on weed maps, or is it just dispensaries?
If Leroy from around the block has listed himself in the weed maps directory, he will be shown.
Mm-hmm.
And you will then have the option to pick up your weed from Leroy or have Leroy deliver your weed.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So it's a DoorDash for weed.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Why don't we just legalize? This is. Come on now. Like we got weed maps. Like let's just legalize this tax and move on.
Like it's coming. It's slowly coming nationally.
No. Like it should have been there. This is. Let's move forward now. Come
you
on.
Gotta
now.
Get through, you got to get through a lot of old people first, Brian. That's the problem. Our country is built on a bunch of old people.
The old niggas probably need it for they. Cataracts and knees and elbows
Lord
and all
have
that. Mercy. Let's go ahead and let's get this done.
It's good for knees and elbows too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they don't. If it makes you at least here, Brian, they no longer charge you for that, like for that shit if you have it. So technically,
I understand that. I get it. But come on, man. Like let's just let people open their dispensaries. Let's move forward. Progress. There's so much money that is just unaccounted for, I'm put it like that, that we could just account for and move forward. Like, I don't understand.
You have some states that actually probably would be opposed to it being legalized nationally because then it'll take profits away from them.
Hey, and you know what? I wish it wasn't so hot in Texas, but some things you just got to deal with.
It's kind of like that Louisiana-Texas casino deal shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Colorado would not be the happiest of states if if this shit became legal everywhere.
I mean, they already got to deal with California. It's right there. So
they'll be all right. I'm not even. I'm with Brian on this. They'll be okay. It's plenty of potheads to spread around.
Oh, of course. But it's a big difference between having one or two other states as opposed to 48 other states that you're going against, B.
Yeah, but California has one of the large, a very large population. So I say all that to say it can't get much worse. Like, I understand Texas. I get it. We big. But, you know, come on now. Like, there's
New York.
I believe it's legal in New York right now. That's already done.
I'm gonna tell you just like this. If somebody in New York is traveling all the way to Colorado to get some legal weed, they have lost their damn mind.
Well, no, they don't travel. That's not how you get it, Jules.
I'm just saying.
You don't travel it yourself.
Whoever do the traveling, you lost your fucking mind. If you can't get some weed from, what y'all call him, Leroy from round the way, if he ain't out there in the Bronx with Jada kissing him, you don't need to order it from Colorado. You don't need to have somebody ship it from Colorado. Somebody don't have to walk it from Colorado. Whatever you about to say they doing from Colorado to get it to New York, they ain't got to do that.
Leroy is getting it from Colorado, bro. Jules.
I would like to summarize Jules' point. Let me get in on this real quick, because now Jules got my wheels turning on this subject. As soon as he said, fly to Colorado, I'm like, you right, Jules. Why would some dummy do that? And now that you say that, I know a quote-unquote Leroy from around the block that has his packaging and marketing and everything together, because some doctors recommend his product under the table to their clients for ailments. So it's not necessarily a recreational vacation situation. Like, you just got to think about the amount of people that are hesitant because of the possible legal ramifications, and or there's just nowhere for them to shop locally. Like, aside from traveling, like, if you let Leroy from around the block take his packaging, get him a little small storefront dispensary, employ some people, and they can go ahead and sell to the general public here in Texas, like, I don't think that would kill Colorado. Would they see a dip? Possibly. But there's still, like, the experience of being in Colorado and the outdoor recreational hiking mountains, all of that, like, they'll be fine. Like, let's just go ahead and get this thing cracking. And I don't even dabble in all of that. I'm just saying, I don't understand why we've come far on certain things and this topic, we just drag it along. Like, let's just get this thing going. Like, yeah, at man. The end of the day, everybody want to make money. What I'm saying is there's a lot of money that dangling out here that could be collected.
It wouldn't matter if it's trillions of dollars. Niggas are greedy. They don't care about that. They don't care about the next person.
That's fine. You know what? I'm not even worried about it. I'm going to tell you how you make them care about the next person, especially right here in the great state of Texas. I would like to pass a bill that says we're going to tax marijuana sales at 15%. All right. And that 15% is going straight to property taxes. Go ahead, lower them bitches down.
And as a homeowner,
Jules,
now,
we can't even get them to pay off the goddamn toll raise. You talking about paying the property taxes?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, you tell somebody something about property taxes, you're going to have AOC and Greg Abbott together smiling at the signing that bill.
Yep. Oh, they already want the marijuana bill, though. You ain't got to give them no incentive.
Then it's get it done then. We filibustering these voting rights. Come on down here and vote on this weed bill and then run away again.
Yep. Let's quit to quit. Like I said, I don't even dabble in all that. But let's quit twiddling our thumbs and let's get something done. These, like, I just don't get it. It don't make sense to me.
Yeah, all these bills are either not in place or in place because somebody with money is paying off politicians to not make it happen. That's usually where it comes down to.
What he said.
I told y'all we need to join a super PAC, but that's a whole nother conversation.
So oh my.
Let's go ahead and, or a PAC. We need to join a PAC. I brought that up in the chat.
What kind of PAC?
I don't know, but Are we going there? Before we get going,
I mean, like, you can just going? Bring up PAC and not elaborate right. on this PAC.
I mean, I think that as black people, if you don't, if listeners. If you don't know, we all are of the Negro persuasion, so whatever.
I'm pretty sure they just, know. Hey, got a cool just, black nerd in here with
they
us.
They didn't know what our show was about. So 10 years in, I felt the need to let them know. With that being said,
let me interject one quick. I'm gonna let you finish, Brian, but I gotta say this. At the beginning okay, you said fine. It's like friends yes. with something else.
We live
as somebody who is a part of the previously mentioned Negro community. I would like to not be a part of Friends.
Yeah. I second that because I've never watched one episode yeah. of Friends. Fight me in the chat if you like.
I was going to interject when episode. She said that, but she was still talking. And then after a while, I just forgot about it.
The problem the problem with that is like, what do I say then?
Living single.
Living single.
But nobody that's not as well known.
I know what it is.
Yeah, I get it from a marketing aspect.
Yeah,
I get
that's right.
Yeah, I get the yeah, marketing.
From,
but,
yeah, so yeah. for marketing, I have to. That's usually what I have to do.
Okay.
So.
Oh, well,
back to this political action.
And that's why we can't pass PAC. Weed. Everybody trying to
yeah.
market.
Dude, yeah, exactly. That's why we. But so with these PACs, voting only gets you so far. At a certain point, you have to invest money. That's why certain groups of people have more power to get things that benefit their particular communities done. Mm-hmm. Part of that is because they are religious, adamant.
Look here. Basically, I think what you're saying is that there are groups of people who are far more aggressive about putting their money where their mouth is to get things done that will benefit their communities, whether those mm-hmm. are religious communities, mm-hmm. You know, sexuality related communities, race communities, whatever kind of community it is. I think what you're saying is, as black people, we could probably do a lot better about yes. aggressively advocating for ourselves with money.
This is Say What Radio, so we're just gonna do it.
Yeah.
I respect the Jewish community because oh, okay. when somebody
now she just said marketing.
I know, but that's
where you gonna go.
I said I respect.
All right, Nick Cannon said respect too.
No, he didn't. He did not. They have a political action community, and they are devout when it comes to that political action community, and they get things done. Period.
I will agree, and the thing is that usually when they work in the community, you know, you see it there. They can come together for that type of stuff. And the yep. zealousness and everything is already there. It's just that it's not as organized. It's not as effective for that reason. But it's already there. It's kind of like what we were talking about before the show. Just need somebody to show them how to get to that next level. That's all.
We have black PACs, but black people, I feel at times we spend too much time focusing on what separates us as a people,
right?
And we struggle getting on a page. And I will say about other communities, they will say, hey, we know that there's a spectrum of us within our community, but we can get on the same page for these 3-4 issues, and that's what we put in our money to make sure these 3-4 issues is covered. We'll worry about the rest on the back end. That is yeah. where we fail. And then to all the naysayers who say, I don't have money for political action, I ain't got the extra money. I'm broke. Okay, I hear you. But I always see people lined up to get J's and Yeezys and all of that. I'm just saying, forego one tennis shoe purchase a year, put that in a pack, and we will be in a much better place. And finally, lastly, before I shut up, I was watching an episode of The Breakfast Club. I can't remember exactly which one. I will find it and send it to Jess. And she can see by posting it, Ebony K. Williams talked about PACs much more eloquently than I will ever be able to. And I would just encourage people especially of the Negro persuasion like us, to listen to what she says and really think about where we need to put our money where our mouth is.
Okay.
I'll shut up now.
Well, one of the points you just made, I think, is part of the problem. You pointed out that, you know, we can't really come together and agree to disagree on certain things, but come together for a specific thing. That's the root of the problem right there. Like, if you can't do that, asking people to put money behind that is never going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. But I mean, for example, we all want our kids to be educated. I've never met a single parent of any color who'd say, no, I want my child to be uneducated. Like, that should be something that we could get on the same page about. I would happily.
But usually there's always a drawback to whatever you're asking for, and that's where people disagree. So, like, we all want our kids to be educated, right? But mm-hmm. then a lot of that money comes from property taxes, but nobody right. wants property taxes to go up. Some people will be like, I'm okay with that if it helps my kid get a better education. Right. Other people are going to be like, no, I don't want my taxes to go up for nothing. So right. that's where we disagree, you know, as a community a lot of times. And so we still can't even come together for that one cause that we thought we agreed on.
Right. And so then, now this is where I get hypothetical. So uh-huh. I hear you. But if we were able to put our money where our mouth is, we're putting money in the correct pack that's going to support our movement. And said politician in our area gets a call about a special funding bill for our underfunded schools to help get them in a better position, that person is more apt to take that call because they just got a big check from said PAC that we have been funneling our money into so we can get things done. Again, I hear what you're saying about property tax, but that's one aspect of a much larger problem. And there can be ways, and people do it all the time, to circumvent some of those problems that are put into effect in some of these bills and different things that are rolled out. I just think we focus too much on the downside versus of the positive. And that is a human tendency. We're negative by nature. It's much easier for us to think about and act upon negative things than it is for positive things. And what I'm saying is life is about trade-offs and changes, trade-offs and choices you make. And at a certain point, you know, I think we'll be better served if we all give a little on something else to get a lot on a major issue. That's all I'm saying.
No, I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to get past the mental aspect, because a lot of Black people, what they think about, like you said, they're, well, humans in general are negative by nature, but Black people in general, just because of the history. So we're always usually on the wrong side of history. So a lot of times when you come to a situation, they think about those downsides because they're like, we're probably the ones that's going to deal with those downsides more than other people.
Yeah, but I get that. I understand. But changing the narrative in terms of the way we think about the PAC system, part of it is that you have to think of it as that there is no downside, right? We're going to put our money where our mouth is. And if the politicians don't kowtow, then we will funnel our money elsewhere. Hey, I mean, that is where that's how things get done. You want these votes, huh? You want this check. All right. Well, we need this done. And if it don't get done, because I said kowtow, get off me.
Yes.
Hey, you got the point.
Well, I think the other thing is too, a lot of times people want something right away. That's also human nature.
Microwave
and
society.
The PAC thing, exactly. And with the PAC thing, I mean, you gotta understand that you're gonna put your money into this and you're not gonna necessarily see change tomorrow. You right. probably ain't gonna see it this year. But you gotta consistently keep giving. Go ahead, keep on giving, even though you ain't seen it. And people don't like
see
that.
It in your lifetime.
He didn't hit another nail. So now we about to talk about the Black community and how we are uninformed around money.
Wait, because that actually segues, since we spend all the stuff, we're gonna get the on topic. That we're not gonna get all into the other headlines I had. We'll actually get into the main topic, which is kind of like the entitlement or quote unquote the supposed to type factor. This comes from the headline that we all saw about Dr. Mm-hmm. Dre's daughter. I believe she went to the publication. I don't quote me on that, but I believe she went actually to the publication and was just like, I'm homeless. I'm living out of my car that's rented, that I paid $3,000 a week for, with mm-hmm. and my kids are staying with other people. I'm trying to work, I believe she said UPS and do Uber.
FedEx and stuff.
Yeah, stuff like that. And she explained that basically at some point in time, her and her dad fell out last year after she went to the press about some things and, you know, kind of spoke ill of him. And
wonder why they fell out.
the thing that got all of us, you know, reading all of this, you know, everybody, if you don't know who Dr. Dre is, he is a rapper, founding member of NWA. So
we really explaining who Dr. Dre is.
We're
marketing to the Friends crowd. So
Hey, they gotta know who Dr. Dre is too.
Some international people may not. You'd be surprised how many international broadcasts.
A lot of people don't know him.
I
will go with that.
Yeah. But then again, they probably don't know what Friends is either.
When she said that, they may just think, oh, they're just friends with like friends in general.
On the Daily Show.
You know what? I'm gonna rock with it that way. I'm with it now. All right.
See how it's multifaceted. I use dual purpose.
Double entendre, right?
There you go. he's the man. Is I don't think he reached billionaire status. I know he's a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, he's close to.
Everyone was saying, like, you know, how can you let your daughter or your grandkids be in this type of situation? But then you look at how old this person was. You did, because, you know, reading the article, everybody was like, damn, this kind of fucked up. Then you realize this woman is 38 years old. And you're kind of at that point going like, no, wait a goddamn minute here.
You're 38 years old and you've done nothing with your life because you felt somebody else's accomplishments and their wins were your wins.
Yeah.
And, and Dr. Dre was like, oh, no, ma'am.
But, okay, go, D.
I was going to say, yeah, that was my main issue with it, is when you hear her talk, when you see what she actually says, she, you know, most people, they're homeless, or if they don't have a job or something happens, they'll say like either they got sick, COVID, or like some type of misfortune like led to them being homeless or without a job, or something happened that was unlucky or unfortunate for them. Her exact words were, I'm homeless because my dad doesn't want to give me any more money. And I'm like, what? That line pissed me off. You didn't say you were homeless because of something else that happened. Because your dad isn't giving you any more money, you're homeless. So all the money, and she doesn't have a car. She's renting a car right now that she can't even pay for. So I'm confused that I know he hasn't been in her life, but she said he was paying for her life up until last year. So what were you doing with that money to where you don't even have a car? Like, how is that possible?
Majority of us are parents, and we would do anything for our children. We give them the world, but we also would give them right and wrong. I'm not about to pay for your life, and you ain't doing nothing.
Nothing, And clearly, she wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, at a certain point, you got to be able to add value to just the world. So how are you contributing to society, and you 38?
I was like, you seriously ain't doing nothing but have a baby. Right.
You
couldn't even take care of your children or yourself.
Yep, and that's the other thing.
Yeah, so that part pissed me off. Like, you got kids, so you should be showing them something. So what are you showing them?
Yeah,
somebody gonna say you can't take care of them.
Sound like you having an altercation underwater over there.
I know it's hard to understand what she said, but I think just based on the emotion, I
knew what she was saying.
I know exactly what's going on.
I'm gonna tweet on something. We're gonna sum it up for everybody else. You ain't showing your kids how to do nothing, and you a grown person. So what they gonna do?
What they gonna do? Yep.
How can you even, as a mother, feel good about yourself? You ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, and that's the, and that also. I had some questions about that as well because she has four kids. I don't know if they're all by the same man or not.
Probably not.
I don't know where the men are. The fathers are. But she also has a mother. But she's putting everything on Dr. Dre.
Because he got the one. He's the one with money. He didn't know. He the one you know.
But it's funny to me. It's like funny to me that everybody's upset about a different aspect of this. It's like because I understand exactly what y'all are upset about. This is what I'm angry about. In the interview somewhere, she said Dr. Dre hasn't been in her life since she was a child. Mm-hmm. So at this point, like you've known for 20 plus years, Dr. Dre is not reliable for you. So what, like, why have you, I mean, and that's shitty, Dr. Dre, that's terrible. If that's true, you're a shitty father. And nobody should condone that. But as an adult with children, you've known your entire life that this man is not reliable for you. So why are you dependent on him like that?
Yeah. And he 38. And he had, cause I looked up some of some of this story. He had two other kids with her mom as well. So she has two full blooded siblings. Neither one of them are homeless. Neither one of them are complaining about a job. So it's like, so what happened with you? That's why I would have been fine if she told me about like some misfortunes that happened in her life that led to this. But she is solely painting the picture that the only reason she's in this situation is because she's no longer being taken care of by her dad.
Well, I mean, let's go over her stats again. She got three kids or four kids? How many kids? Four kids, right?
Yep.
Okay. These four kids are living with other people, right? They're not even with her. She has a rental car that she's paying in excess of $2,000 a month for.
I'm right there.
She stole the rental car, B. She ain't paying it. She stole the rental car pretty much.
She wasn't economical. She ran up her credit card bill staying in a hotel. She had to get the big rental car to accommodate for four kids. All I'm saying is I see a pattern of terrible decisions, and I would feel safe saying she got at least two baby daddies.
Oh, I would say so. I would say so, yes.
Like, that's I'm high probability. You know, and then she that's might got more number. Than that. Yeah, that's a low number.
Y'all ain't. I can't say
all okay. I'm saying is your decision-making skills is due.
Five baby daddies,
yeah. One of them could be, you don't know which one. It could be one of them two-way things.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so speaking as someone with two baby daddies, I would have to say that her decision making skills are well past whatever y'all think, okay? Because as a person whose daddy did pay child support but wasn't quite in my life, he paid child support and I'm assuming Dr. Drake paid something because he'd been taken care of. So maybe he wasn't there physically, but apparently he was there monetarily until she popped off at the mouth. Shut up. That's a part of her making. But I'm gonna say she probably got four baby daddies. That was all.
Oh, Lord.
No, I mean, that was my assumption. Like, Brian, you said two. My minimum was three.
My minimum was three. You got four
kids. My minimum was four.
I was trying to give it a benefit.
Yeah, maybe it was only four.
I was just trying to give it a benefit of doubt. That's all. But like
Jewel said, we're not condoning Dr. Dre's actions as far as being like the father that he has been to her. I'm just saying that as a 38-year-old woman, you shouldn't be in that position just because you relied on somebody your whole life. Even if you did, you had to have made better decisions to prepare yourself that lifeline would at some point be cut off. You can't just sit there. The fact that you said that I had to get a job. Like, what do you mean you had to get a job?
I said for most of us, it's 18 to 24 when that starts to get cut off, you know, depending on if you go to college.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So
you stop depending on, and you probably had a job at 16, you know, you never know, you know, and you still probably had a job through college. So I don't feel sorry for a 38-year-old person, male or female, that is only homeless. That their only reason that they can state for being homeless is because somebody ain't taking care of them. Ain't
nobody can't say it.
Yeah, that okay. pisses me off.
So I'm just a little bit more. There's a update I just saw. Dr. Dre's homeless daughter launches 50,000 GoFundMe campaign.
To oh, help God. Jesus.
Wait. Let me finish. To help her and her four kids find a safe home after she's claiming she's been living in her car. She says, I've worked all my life. I know how to work for money, but I'm in a difficult place right now. She told the Daily Mail.
Hmm. You can work okay. all her life.
Rewind that back.
That's what she said.
All her life.
That's what she said.
Where? Okay. Wait, you telling me you worked all your life and you ended up in this position with extra money coming in from your dad? You expect me to believe that?
Which tells you she ain't gonna do shit with that $50,000.
With the $50,000 that they give her, yeah, exactly.
She's gonna get all the lobster dinner she can afford with that.
And then next month she'll post another GoFundMe.
She's gonna go rent a Bugatti. Oh, I can get out of this Tahoe.
Where are your kids?
Get this Lamborghini truck. That'll fit the kids.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that. The way she said I had to get a job lets me know you ain't been working your whole life. Nobody says that. I had to get a job. It's I got a job. Not I had to get one. Like it's a,
yeah. Or I can't find a job.
Yeah. She's raised a total of $180 as yeah. in 3 days.
$180.
And I hope all of that get taken in fees.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
$180, like yeah. almost $200.
Yeah,
almost $200.
In 3 days.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Well, somebody donated $30 an hour ago, and that's the highest donation. Well, no, I'm sorry. Somebody donated $50.
It was probably Dr. Dre.
I was just gonna say, what if it was Dr. Dre?
Just to be petty, he gave her $38.
$1 for each year of your life. But I am curious at what her other siblings are doing, the other two that they had.
Sidebar, I remember somebody gave me that for my birthday one time. I was like, you don't take this card back.
They gave you 38?
No, man. I think I was like 22, and they were like, I got $1 for every year. Like,
oh, no. Oh, no.
22. I mean, I took it, of course, and I was very grateful, but still.
To have a tank of gas, man.
I mean, when he got it, that's probably close to a full tank.
It was probably, yeah, it was, you know, that's when I was actually driving that 1996 Honda Civic. That was definitely a full tank.
Now, as you guys said, this sparked like a real debate online about people.
Should have been a debate.
Well, because you have some people going like, I don't care what the situation is with my daughter. I'm not letting my grandkids, you know, suffer like that. Then
I'll take custody.
Huh? Yeah, I bet you they probably have tried something like that and she won't let them because she know that's her only lifeline.
Yep. Yeah, I said I will just take custody then.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah.
But so then I saw the ages of the kids. It was like,
oh, Lord.
All these niggas almost grown.
Well, she's 38, so they got to be like in their teenage years at least.
Come on with it, Jeff.
Come on with it. We have a 17-year-old, 14-year-old, 9-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
Yeah, she got four baby daddies, y'all. That's
definitely. Definitely
four baby daddies.
With that age gap.
I can't stand y'all.
Quiet, because I think everybody was doing the math in their head. Like, yeah, that's four baby daddies.
I can't stand y'all.
I was thinking about that 17 and that 4.
Yeah, the 17 and 4, yeah. The 17 and 14-year-old.
You were almost done.
Yeah, the 17 and 14-year-old. Possibly by the same person, but the other two, no.
Yeah.
Doubtful.
Nah, three dudes. I mean, four dudes. Definitely four guys.
And none of them have met their grandfather, so. But
like I said, I don't condone Dr. Dre's actions as far as being a father or grandfather, but I don't feel sorry for her either.
She was saying that she doesn't even have his cell phone number, that she actually has to contact his team, who will then get in touch with him.
Yeah, I would too. You probably only calling for money.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like if that's what you're calling me for, you can go ahead and talk straight to the accountant.
To the team, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like it would. I don't know. I want to. What are the circumstances of her birth and the relationship he had with her mother that could sour the situation? And then also the fact that you were saying that she don't have his number. Mm-hmm. And he contacts the team, and her only sticking point, right? Because when he was sending you money, you still felt the need to carry your behind to this news, these news people, and down talk him. Like, that was a smart decision. That's like my daughter coming in the room and being like, "F you, daddy, and forget you. I don't need you." And I'd be like, "Okay," and I put you outside, and he'd be like, "Wait a minute, daddy, you supposed to take care of me." And I'm like, no, you just came here talking all this stuff.
Well, better yet, if she did that and then came to you and be like, all right, now can I have some ice cream?
Can I have some ice cream?
So, her name is LaTanya, and she is a daughter between him and Lisa Johnson. And they split when LaTanya was 5 years old. So, like she said, he really hasn't necessarily been around for a while. But, so...
I guarantee you there's animosity between them two based on his relationship with her mother. And that has also led to the predicament of him only dealing with her in a financial, I'll send you some money capacity.
And that's why I want to know about the other two children that they had, that him and that same woman had. Is he like that with those other kids? Because I haven't heard anything from them.
Yeah,
or maybe they learned from her. Like, oh, well, I ain't gonna say shit. I'm gonna keep getting my money.
Yeah, you see this nigga? She living out of this SUV that I heard. I'm good.
So that's why I want to know, like, what's the situation with that? Like, is she the only one that's been outcasted? And if so, maybe there's a reason for that.
That's a good damn question.
I just think the media paints, and you know, there's three sides to every story, and we only hearing hers right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dre at this point, he's like. Yeah, he's not. It ain't like she's a teen. She's 38 with four kids. And we can all safely assume four baby daddies from them ages of kids. Like, he's done. Like, if he supported her through, let's say, 36 years, like, come on now. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. That's really messed up. So, you guys asked about this, so I looked at the other kids, and it says Dr. Dre's 20-year-old daughter truly celebrates birthday with private jet trip and friends while her half-sister Tanya lives out of a car.
Well, the 20-year-old is from his recent marriage.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, they're not having the best, divorce right now, so it was just hilarious that this publication put that out there like this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, that's why I really want somebody. Somebody has to be able to find those other two kids and see how they living.
I mean, that's probably why we won't know, because they're not going to mess up their situation.
But I find this interesting, because you have this man who clearly just, you know, for whatever reason was just like, you know, I'm not dealing with these kids. And I was thinking about somebody like Donald Trump and that one daughter of his that he never fucking talked about or cares about. I forgot what her name is, but he still takes care of her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Which she probably knows secrets about
him. Oh, yeah, that's true.
T-Rate. She probably knows some secrets. You're right. Never mind.
Baby
never mind.
Hands Trump.
He's so silly. But, I mean, kind of, I'm sorry. I do not feel... as much remorse for her as I did when I initially read that story, and the entitlement and everything that comes from it. I don't know if it's from, you know, just the world we're living in, or is it just the fact that she's like, well, my father should pay for me. That's the stuff that kind of makes me mad the most. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget having a conversation with someone one time, and they were like, oh, I need such and such money. I'm going to ask my parents for it. And I was like, do you really need it? They were like, no, I just don't want to have to spend my money. And I was like, wow. They're my parents. They're supposed to do that. I remember I had such disdain. I didn't even want to talk to this person no more. But to them, that's how they see it. They're supposed to do this for me.
That's terrible, number one. Number two, I will say, in today's society, and this speaks to people if they had sympathy for her, we do a really good job in today's society, unfortunately, of absolving ourselves, speaking generally, of personal accountability. it's never your fault. Yep. You never had a hand in the cars that you ultimately ended up with. It's always someone else's fault. And because there's a total disconnect with accountability, unfortunately, this grown woman with all these kids is looked at as a victim, and it shouldn't be that way. You 38, man.
Yeah.
He recently
last year
cut you off. Mm-hmm. Recently, only because you stepped out of line.
Yep. And you've been working your whole life, so like we just two different.
You ain't gonna let that lie go.
No, I'm not, because it's such bullshit. I know it's bullshit. I know it is. Speech had to. She said had to. That's all I needed to hear. I had to get a job.
I think that's the thing that makes you madder than anything. Just... Yeah,
because that's the kind of shit when I say I gotta pay bills. I have to pay these damn bills because I don't want to do it. I don't want to pay the bills, but I have to.
Nobody necessarily wants a job, so but
I do.
Yeah, I was going to say you gotta have.
I want a job. Like I'm telling you right now, I know it. I just do this thing for some reason. It might be a little silly, but I just try to imagine what I would do if I won the lottery. I want a job. Like I know that. Yeah, if I won and it was like some crazy number, I'm definitely not gonna work for like a year, maybe 2 years, but. At some point, I want a job. Like, I can't, like, even if everything was taken care of, I can't just sit in the house.
Sit at home. You go do something that you like doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to have something. There's got to be something.
Yeah. Body in motion stays in motion. So even if I hit the lottery, to Jules' point, I would just go work at a local bike shop part time and talk to people about stuff I already like. Like,
yeah, it's funny that you say that because I'd be in Champs.
Yep. I will tell you this. Yeah,
you want the black Air Force Ones? All right, I mean, you a thug, but I got
you. I think the black Air Force Ones. I will say this. I am going to do something that I like, but I damn sure ain't going to take no shit. Anything that stresses me, I'm out. I quit. I'm out.
Boy, you're going to show up to a job interview. They're going to be like, you done had 5 jobs in the past year. Why should we hire you?
Because I'm a multimillionaire and I want to work. I ain't taking no shit.
Gator never been about no shit.
You got yourself a great loyal employee until somebody crosses me wrong, then I'm out. That's it. That's all it takes. Just one time.
Yep. Notice, I didn't get fired from those 5 jobs. I quit. Fired those 5 jobs.
Yeah. For real. Like, as a matter of fact, if you go look at it, you'll see that I now own the active athlete on Scott Street.
Well, that's what I was going to, like, nobody necessarily wants to work for somebody else, but if you are wanting to do something that you're passionate about, yeah, everybody would love to get paid for something that they love to do, but clearly, I mean, just working in general was just not something that she wanted to do. So
if the job she got was just like a FedEx or something like that, that also, like, for $12 an hour, that means that was the bare minimum. If you had a job your whole life, like you say, you've been working your whole life, you shouldn't be getting no entry level job. You're 38 years old at that time. You ain't been working your whole life.
I just want to say lying. For all our FedEx listeners. A lot of them dudes be getting paid.
Yeah, they get paid a lot. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, they do.
I was about to jump in and say, let me tell you something about knowing some cousins that worked at FedEx in college. Yeah, when they were loading the truck, they got $12 an hour.
The driver?
But once they started driving?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
I say, don't sleep on the UPS FedEx dudes. Them dudes be getting paid.
What state does she live in?
State.
Yeah, like because if you're getting $12 an hour in California, you just need to quit.
California.
Yeah, that's
just that you're not doing nothing.
You know what? That is an excellent point that I didn't even consider.
So didn't I'm trying to figure where's this $12 an hour? If that's in Texas, okay, fine. It's still low, but anywhere else or like California, New York, or those places, I don't even know how you get a $12 job.
I do. It does not say specifically where she is, but judging from like the pictures and stuff, where she it that looks like California, but I don't know.
That's the original story said that she drove to California to try to find a job.
You went to fucking the most expensive place to live. You went there to go find a job.
Further evidence that you stupid.
Oh my goodness! I can't with this.
This just
woman.
Gets worse and worse.
You gonna
I don't
go
even...
to the most expensive state? With all of the taxes, you're gonna go there. You're gonna go there, Jesus, to try to make it. You boy, you dumb man.
Yeah, and that tells me if anywhere in this country, if it's a $12 job, she ain't been working no 20 plus years like she say her whole life. Ain't no way in hell. You got a 20-year work experience and you get an entry level job somewhere. You get an intro every job because you ain't been working and that's your first job. You goddamn liar.
You so silly. Well, yeah. Dre D has broken the case. She's a goddamn liar.
She is a liar.
All I'm saying is you go to California, like I said, where they have all of the taxes and highest cost of living to make it.
I'm again... I'm going to go on this point, and then we'll go to our favorite state headline.
She should have went.
Yeah, she's stupid. Yep. So you have this woman, and to Dre D's point, it's like, what are the other kids doing? Like, not even your sister is helping you.
Yeah. Sister, mama, brothers, baby daddies.
I'm wondering if it's that situation where you always have like either a family member or a friend that you know that she's always asking for money. You know they're not doing do shit with it, but they always ask for money and they always out of money for whatever reason. And you know, everybody at one point was just like, no, not helping you. I have the question of why is it Dr. Dre's responsibility?
It's he's the one with the money. That's the way she thinks.
I think that's everybody's point. At the age of 38, it's not anybody's responsibility but her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, that's those same people that feel like if one person in the family got money if one person in the crew got money, then that means everybody should eat, you know?
Yep.
And it becomes a thing about loyalty. But, you know, to some extent, that's not what loyalty is, but people have a different interpretation of what loyalty means. So they think if you got it and I need it, I shouldn't be in suffering.
Nope. Yep. Everybody should eat if the person that made it is setting you up for success. If they made it and they not setting you up, well then they made it. But also to this, if we're gonna go down that route, Dr. Dre was setting her up. He paid for 36 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You would think in 36 years you would have done one thing smart with the money to set yourself up.
Or somebody around you.
Think about it. Even if he died, God forbid, like let's say something happens to Dr. Dre, what would you do?
Well, we see what she would do. She would get a job at FedEx and be homeless in a rental car.
Because I doubt his other daughter that he had with his recently divorced, you know, ex-wife. I doubt she's going to be like, oh, let me pick up where my dad left off. Like, come on now. Like, come on. Nah, what are you doing?
No.
Yeah.
Like, let's knock it off. Like, go get a job. Like, you're supposed to do something.
It seems the common denominator in her whole life is her. Nobody else is helping her. Mom, baby daddies, siblings, nobody is helping her. I want to know why. What is it about you where no one is trying to help you? What did you do? You had to have done something.
Not even friends. Now I'm thinking about it. Like, shit, your pastor? Nobody? Fuck.
Yeah. Well, the friends took the kids, but they wouldn't take her, apparently. Hey, I don't know what the fuck's going on. The kids got a place to stay with the friends. But I guess they said, well, we take the kids. You got to find somewhere else.
The 17-year-old probably got his own place. He probably mom, I'm not doing.
Because the kids didn't do this to themselves. The kids can't help it that they got that.
Right.
All right. Yes. I'm sorry, LaTanya. The tribunal is spoken.
Are you?
Spoken. Nobody feels sorry for you on the show. Just can't.
Not at all.
That's just where it is. But we're going to go down to our favorite states since they having all of their legal battles for mask mandates and everything there. But I wonder, do we need to feel sorry for this dude?
I'm going to go on a limb and say no, but what's the story?
Florida man jailed performing botched castration on a man he met on a fetish website.
Wait a minute, what?
I have no comment on this.
Please repeat that, because I think I heard it, but I'm not sure if I heard it right.
Florida man jailed for performing botched castration on a man he met on a fetish website.
All right. So here's the thing. I think I'm going to go in a direction that everybody might not go, because at the beginning of this, I believe that everybody's going to focus on the fetish website and this man doing this castration. But I'm just curious, when they say botched castration, so he failed to cut it off.
That was my question.
Is that where
I was
going to cut them off? Yeah.
It wasn't successful. So is it a problem because it was botched, or is it a problem because he tried it in the first place?
Well, I think a little bit of
the fact that Jules thought about this so deeply.
Okay,
in such a short amount of time.
I just want to understand what's happening.
Well, the man had actually turned one of his back bedrooms into like a makeshift surgery room because, you know, in 2012, he had actually performed a castration on himself successfully without the aid of painkillers. So he wanted to, you know, find somebody who wanted this done as well, and told the man it should take around 45 minutes. But once they started into it, it was 3 hours in. And the neighbor.
Oh, I remember hearing this story now. I think Tina told me about this story.
Yeah, yeah.
That's horrible. He found him on the dark web, right? It wasn't that what it was where he was searching? Yeah, found people because he wanted to. I don't think it was necessarily just a penis. Didn't that guy just want to eat somebody?
It wasn't a penis. It was the balls. So he actually. He actually got him off. But what was botched is that, you know, the actual suture and all the rest of that wasn't correctly done.
Yeah.
And they found his testicles in the man's house on his nightstand when they came to get him.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Now it sounds like
it wasn't successful because he didn't actually do it correctly. It was botched.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's kind of like those women who go into those back rally doctors and go, they're like, oh, I want the BBLs, and they put like Fix-It-Flat in their ass. They look like they got, you know, big butts, but you touch it and it's hard as a rock or something like that. It's the same thing. It wasn't correctly done. That was basically it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think because the dude ended up getting arrested, right?
He's in jail now.
Yeah, and I think that's why Tina had brought it up, because there was actually a debate on whether or not he should be arrested, because the guy agreed to have to do this. He agreed to have this happen to himself. So it's like, did the guy actually commit a crime to be arrested for?
Because it said he got actually arrested for unlicensed practice of healthcare profession resulting in bodily injury. So technically, yeah.
But if the guy signed off on it, if the guy knew he wasn't a professional when he signed off on it, should the guy be in jail for that? If he found somebody that was like, yeah, you can cut off my balls, but I'm not a doctor. I understand, but I want it done. I want to see what it feels like.
It wasn't legal.
I mean,
they didn't sign the necessary 1048 to make it legal.
He didn't have the right paperwork, huh?
No, didn't have the requirements. And I mean, the man was—they had to airlift him to another hospital because he was bleeding uncontrollably. And he said since then he's suffered from suicidal thoughts from having it done, and wish he never got the procedure.
Dr. Dre's daughter, I don't feel sorry for him. You agreed to that, nigga. You should have known that as soon as you saw the post. I want to eat balls. Need a volunteer. No. What'd you say? Yes. No sympathy for you, bro.
Whatever happens,
no sympathy. Yeah.
I was thinking about somebody eating my balls the other day.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And I think I remember if this is the same story, I remember that wasn't he got a couple of people to get close to doing it. They agreed to it.
Let me stop you right there, D. How many stories are you seeing in the news when people is trying to get their balls cut off and eaten?
From Asia, you'd be surprised, B.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
There's a lot of things that happen around the world that is, it's more common than you think. Like people, like Jessica, what am I about to say? Like people dying from lightning strikes. India has a fucking problem right now, B. I swear to God, there's like 200 to 300 people who have died from lightning strikes in the last month.
I'm not dealing with y'all. I'm not dealing with y'all.
I'm gonna put my 200 to 300 people died from lightning strikes. I'm gonna put my Marjorie Taylor Greene hat on and say, that's that Green New Deal. I tried to tell y'all about them lasers they shooting from space.
But they put the headline out like it's just something normal. The first time I saw it was earlier this year. There were like seven people die while trying to take selfie from a lightning strike in India. And I'm like, what the hell? That's odd. But the way they were talking about it, it wasn't like uncommon. And then like the next week, like 15 people at a wedding died from a lightning strike in India. I'm like, what the hell is going on in India,
man? In Dubai, they are trying to create rain by measuring the voltage needed to shock the clouds so that it will rain. So,
never. You know, there you go.
Hey,
nope.
Hey, well, you know what I'm saying?
Damn it, Jules.
But I'm playing a role right now. I don't really feel it.
Yeah, but yeah, like shit like that. Like if I told you now, I bet somebody who got struck by lightning, you'd be like, nigga, please.
Man, well, I mean, we didn't talk about this, but I'm gonna just say this, and then we're gonna go. I'll send it to you guys later. Don't know if you saw that headline where Arnold Schwarzenegger was just basically like, y'all are morons if you out here without a mask. It is an actual virus. He was not taking no shit from nobody about people saying, oh, well, you're infringing on my freedoms. He was like, right now, everybody's dying. I'm gonna give a damn about your freedoms.
Yeah, well, I mean, somebody his age should feel that way. It kills him, for sure.
But
no, I mean, it does. He was 74, 75?
Somewhere around that.
Something like that. He's close to 80.
But that was your headlines for...
Oh, can I say something real quick? Because you brought up Arnold Schwarzenegger. Speaking of old action heroes, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Sylvester Stallone did a good job in Suicide Squad, and people don't even know that was him.
Where?
He was the voice of King Shark.
Shark. Yeah, King
God
Shark.
Damn it. Now I hear it.
Wow.
Yep.
I heard it immediately.
I was going to say, Sylvester has like a...
The thing is now that I'm thinking about it, I remember thinking to myself, like, he got a weird voice, but you know what? Kudos to you there, Sylvester. Hand to you, Sylvester. Nobody. You. If you saw the movie, you get it. Hand.
I got it.
You know what? Just end the show right there.
As always, please continue to follow us on social media, Say What Radio, for all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that jazz. Again, thank you for tuning in. As always, the biggest compliment you guys can give us is to really, really, really share, like, subscribe, review the show on iTunes, Google Play, thumbs up on Facebook, everything. Tell your family, friends about the show. We may not be everybody's cup of tea, but hey, let them listen and we can come to an agreement. You know, you like this, don't like this. But that was funny. Yes, it was. Thank you for tuning in. Catch us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm dying this fucking fucked up town. Kid crying in my mouth. Get the fuck out of this country, mother. The fuck is that?
Say what again?